People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a high tea Thursday, according to Rick Heyman, Steve Sipple, Jake Schwartz, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And does Shindaddy have anything going on today in Creighton?
Shindaddy texted in. He said, please press pause on the plan for today because he wants to invest more in the low tea. Do we have anything for that, Ben?
Oh, this is beautiful.
Listen to that. Listen to them tickle the ivories. Who's singing this, Steve?
Dan Fogelberg.
Screams low T.
Everyone, Mike Schaefer's song of the day.
It's Mike Schaefer's song of the day.
Met my lover in the grocery store. The snow was falling Christmas Eve.
Sing it, Schaefer.
Mike Schaefer.
Stole behind her in the frozen boots. And I touched her on the sleeve.
Me and Steve know all the words.
We do.
But she didn't recognize the face at first.
Don't let it go.
Keep going. Yeah, we got 20 more seconds in. Schaefer's so confused right now.
She went to hug me and she spilled her purse. And we laughed until we cried.
What's happening?
Very jealous of the stream right now.
Okay.
It's low tea.
Low tea.
That's goes back to Rick.
Dan Fogelberg.
Rick Heyman's doing high tea songs now, not low tea. And Bill asked, he's still touring, and Rick said, no, he's been dead for 15 years, so we won't see any Dan Fogelberg on tour.
That's a great song.
It's a gorgeous song.
It's a gorgeous song.
Not high tea. It won't be part of Rick's songs for the next few months.
No, we're kind of illustrating the difference between high tea songs and low tea songs.
That would not be a high tea song.
Oh, Ben gave it a 6.7.
Ben gave it a 6.7. Okay, texters text in.
It's beautiful song.
Texters text in.
Beautiful
Dan Fogelberg, Auld Lang Syne.
Well, on that note, we are joined in studio as we are every Thursday.
Come on, Schaefer. Come on, Schaefer.
Mike Schaefer, 24/7 Sports. His hour is sponsored by Ben Spurk Farm Bureau. Please call or text Ben at 402-217-9945 for any insurance questions. Schaefer, are you thoroughly confused right now with happening?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, which is fine.
Yeah.
Well, Jake said you were doing
Song
kind
of
the
week
Day.
Anyways, so.
Jake said you were doing Song of the Day, and there's a lot of confusion because Rick Heyman just talked about how he hadn't been on the show for a long time, but he was on last week. And then he also told us he has a concussion. So
I chose your song of the day. Basically, Schaefer.
Thank you, Jake, for finding that.
I would be more than happy to provide a song on Thursday.
We could do that. It's possible. We could do a walk-up song.
I don't know if anyone
Schaefer.
Will enjoy them besides me. But.
Well, no, wait a second. That's fine.
A walk-up song
it's
for
your
Schaefer?
Song.
It's your hour.
All right. I'll look into that.
Okay.
So, thanks for being here, Schaefer.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
Okay. What do we got?
We've had more fun when we've not talked about Nebraska football this week.
I can't imagine why.
It's been pretty depressing.
We can talk, though, about it a little bit.
You're donning your Viking shirt because they're playing tonight. They're playing good football,
too. It's a big game tonight.
It's a big night. We'll get to that here in a second.
Who do they play?
They play the Rams on the road in L.A. tonight.
Thursday.
Oh. Schaefer, because this is a sports show, we got to talk about Nebraska 56-7 going out to Ohio State. The Husker offense is stuck in mud right now. Has been for a couple weeks. Are you in here we go again mentality yet for Nebraska's season?
No, I mean I need to figure out if what we saw on Saturday was a, I mean, you'd hate to call it a one-off because you would never want to see that performance during your 12-game regular season if you can avoid it. But I don't think the team that showed up and played in Bloomington is indicative of the same team you saw the six games before, and I'm thinking the five games after it. But on one terrible, terrible Saturday in October, they were atrocious on every level, every phase. And it gave people a lot of pause. I mean, it was a foundation-shaking loss because of how it looked. But that doesn't mean that's who they are, and it doesn't mean that's how they have to play. And so, you know, we'll see if they can pick the pieces back up against a really good Ohio State team. And at least go and perform at a level that you think that they're capable of. I mean, I don't believe that defense, which offered little to no resistance, even when the backup quarterback came in, is emblematic of the team that they have here. I just don't. But that doesn't mean that the season can't go sideways, and it's on the coaching staff and the players to figure out how to prevent that from happening.
I mean, I want to make something clear. I don't think we've been misleading to anybody, you or anybody else. I think you predicted 7-5, right?
No, I had 9-3.
Oh.
I thought they were... Yeah.
I missed my bad.
I did, too. No. Okay.
I said 7-5. Yeah, so yeah. It's not... What's happening to me is not all that surprising, except the offenses.
Well...
I don't know what to... No, just to give people an idea. So if you start with the Illinois game, it's gone 24 points for Nebraska, then 21 for the offense against Purdue. 14 and then 7.
Yep.
So we're on a slide.
Concerning.
Yeah.
Trend. So
would that be the biggest concern of that? It was the reason that everyone is in dismay right now is because
it
was 14 points against Rutgers.
Yep.
And it was 21 against Purdue. I know they had 20. That was a pick six.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the reason why there's more? I can't speak for Steve or anybody else. I had far more just like disgust with what happened with the offense than I did. The defense played terrible, played terrible. I don't think that's what they're going to look like in the final five games of the year. Maybe against Ohio State, it's not going to be very pretty.
Right.
Against UCLA, Wisconsin, Iowa, USC, I think those teams are largely more one-dimensional, USC less so than the other three. I think Nebraska is going to play better defense in those games.
Yeah.
I worry that offense looks nothing like... You know, they lost that Illinois game. They were good offensively in terms of what they could do moving the ball with Dylan Raiola. He had an interception that could have been a touchdown.
Right.
He barely missed on the critical third down play right before the, you know, was it fourth down play? Either one.
Third down play.
You have all of that happening, and yet the offense is still humming. They're still moving the ball. They're still putting up points, you know. And then all of a sudden you go to Purdue, and it's just like, a screeching stop for what and they moved the ball a little bit in that game too. It's not that they were punting. They just couldn't finish drives. And then suddenly against Rutgers, you move the ball in the first half and then never again. Against Indiana, you moved it the first two drives and then a little bit in the third quarter and that was it.
Illinois. So what was Illinois doing, Bill? What did you remember? Do you remember?
Well, Illinois, where they were different was I talked about they were man in the past, and they did mix in zones.
Right.
Mixed in,
and Nebraska was winning with their receivers. Their receivers were getting open, and then suddenly against Indiana and Rutgers and everyone else, those receivers are nowhere to be found.
Dylan looks like an entirely different quarterback from a body language standpoint from that Illinois game, too.
Mm-hmm.
He seems more flustered.
I feel like he's in that really awkward spot where he's processing so much information. He's not just playing football. He's trying to predict and react to what he's seeing instead of just going out and letting natural things happen.
Interesting.
Which is, I mean, he's a freshman quarterback and playing his eighth game mm-hmm. coming up on Saturday. Like, mm-hmm. this isn't unexpected. It's just they have to figure out how to make the game easier for him and get him back to where he's throwing on his first read.
I wonder how much of that.
I think he's really deep in his head.
Either of you can comment on this, or Jake. How much of it is this defensive coordinators are so good in this league, and they have kind of somewhat figured it out on Nebraska?
I always talk about when you have things on film, mm-hmm. that makes it, all of a sudden, it's like, all you're going to see is whatever is very mm-hmm. difficult. Sometimes you just go, okay, that. If you go against Illinois, a lot of free access throws. So when you talk about getting open, that was more schematics yep. versus into zones where there are areas they could throw the football. That's where it was as far as more where in Indiana played quarters, which is a matchup zone.
Okay.
And so on the matchup zone on the outside, those guys were matched up. And you have to win on the outside and because there's no post player. Yep. You can go play action post, and it's going to be just him in the corner. That's how it's going to be in that defense.
You're manned up on the yeah, on the perimeter.
On though. The perimeter.
That's what I do yeah, in Nebraska yeah. all day long.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a zone concept underneath on shallow crossers and some different things, but up the field like that, it's four verticals. It's just man on man up the field is what they have to do. What surprised me was schematic wise, they got into empty one time. They hit Fedoni for about an 8 or 10 yard gain in a spot route. And I said, I go, they found something. Because if they stay in quarters versus empty, they can't cover it.
Yeah.
And so there's too many holes. I've tried to do it before. You can't. You have what if we do this? What if we do? You can't.
Did they keep doing it or not?
And they never went back to it.
Right.
And so that was the one that, because I go, they found an answer. They yeah. found an answer because empty versus too high in quarters, and the routes aren't on the outside. Those guys on 1 and 5 out here, they're just out there to eat up space. All the throws are going to go to the inside guys, which they did. He saw it right away. Boom, I've got two shell look, which means I go here.
One
boom.
Time, though?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it went before that, but the one time when they hit Fedoni, I believe it's the second half, it's about yep. an 8 yard gain. And I go, oh, they've got
it. It was the first drive of the second half. Yeah, I know what player
it was
about,
first yeah. drive. So I'm like, don't get out of it. If they could just stay in empty versus that coverage, then they're going to have some
but
situations.
But they didn't go back to it.
And who knows the why of that? I'm not being critical, but you know,
oh, I know you're
yeah,
not.
But you're not. But that was I one. Am. They found an answer. They yeah. found an answer at that time.
Well, and I, you know, when we talk about what defenses are doing, it sure seems like starting with Purdue, who got a ton of flags for it, but then others have been better at it. They're just bodying up Nebraska's receivers too. I mean, they're just playing physical with them, and they're taking them out of games. I mean. You had the play against Indiana where they got a penalty for it, but basically just drove the guy right out of the field.
Yeah.
You can't have that happen as a wide receiver.
No, yeah. you can't.
When we talk about why 100. Nebraska's special teams and gunners are getting destroyed, they're not winning one-on-ones to go down and get to the punt coverage. Like, that's not happening on special teams. And now you're seeing they're not winning one-on-ones with the wide receiver. Like, they're not winning individual matchups.
That's it.
They're not winning individual matchups up right. front with their offensive line. They're not winning individual matchups with their defensive line. They're not winning individual matchups in the secondary. And they're not winning individual matchups on special teams.
That's why they're in a little trouble.
They are losing one-on-one battles.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
And it is affecting their entire team.
Right. Mm-hmm. In special teams, the two hardest tasks are to be one-on-one as a corner, one-on-one defend on punt return. Because you just don't win. You just don't win those very often. And so what you just brought up, the other one is to play the front line on kickoff return. Those are the two hardest things to be able to do.
Front line on kickoff return.
Because in general, to get a return, you really have to vice the gunners. Because you've got to eliminate those guys
out of
the
game. Teams are doing that.
And so that
over and over and over.
And so if they're getting if you're not winning the one on ones like Schaefer said, that's when you have a chance to for the opponent to get.
They
big
had a
returns.
20-yard return on their first attempt on Saturday.
Trouble.
And that's the worst part of it is none of this is stuff that they can't see on film because I can see it sitting there in the stadium as the punt is going.
And it's controllable.
They are so far away from where they need to be because they're not getting off the line of scrimmage.
It's controllable too.
Yeah,
it is. That's why they're in trouble. It's not a lost cause, but they're in a little bit of hot water.
Part of it is hard because you need them, the players, to go out and physically win these matches. Like,
that's why I say
you're being put in positions to be six. You're one-on-one as a wide receiver.
Right.
That is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go win those matchups. Now, can the offensive scheme and everything be better? Can it put them in better positions and put absolutely. But ultimately, at some point, individuals on this team have to go make plays. Mm-hmm. And that really didn't happen at all Saturday.
Well, it hasn't been happening that much.
Right.
That's the issue.
No, it didn't happen much against Rutgers.
Right. The offense is not a one-off.
Defensively, they made plays.
Yeah, defense was kind of a one-off. Offensively, this has been a trend.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Since the Illinois game.
Right.
Right.
So,
and I think even it's because Purdue started with just getting really physical with Nebraska's wide receivers, and then I think Rutgers continued that to a degree, not as much, and then Indiana, definitely.
They're not getting as much out of the veteran receivers as they thought they would. You can say that. I mean, I'm not saying that Banks and Naylor are the reason Nebraska's sliding, but they're not getting as much out of them as they thought they would.
You're not getting out of them as receivers. You're not getting out of them as perimeter blockers.
Right.
So
why?
What, you know?
Yeah, what's wrong?
If I was a D coordinator now for Ohio State, my first thought would be we're going to get formation to death, which means that's the first thing you try to do. If you're not winning one-on-ones, then you've got to get to bunches, stacks, different formations. So the opponent can't put their hands on you. So you get access. You get free
motion.
Motions. All those things are going to be. If I'm Ohio State, I'm going.
Didn't at all against Indiana.
I'm looking for formations to try to dictate to allow some free access for us, or for someone that can't put hands on me.
Will we see that?
I don't know, but that's what I'd be prepared for. If I'm Ohio State, I'm going like, hey, they're not going to line up exactly the same as they did against Indiana.
What's wild is they lined up pretty much the same way every play on offense against Indiana. There was no motion. There was no pre-snap movement. There was no, and we know it's in the offense. I mean, I keep going back to this play. It was a beautiful setup on the third down at the end of the Rutgers game. They bring Ja'Cory Barney across the backside of the formation, and they just have him run. Wasn't even really an out, but it's kind of an angled out to the sideline. You have everything cleared out, so you just hit him on that throw. He gets the first down. Dylan didn't make the throw for whatever reason, but they have that in their offense. And then they go play Indiana, and it's just like every play, go up to the line of scrimmage. No one moves. You wait for the clock to go down. He goes through his cadence. It's just very almost bland.
Is it possible they're having problems with motion penalties in practice?
Well, I mean,
jumping on practice.
Nebraska doesn't do simple well, so it's hard to expect them to do more than simple.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, a year removed from the tight end, third string tight end, taking a snap off of him when he went in motion.
Do you understand, though, if you pull back a little bit, what a poor commentary this is on the offensive coordinator.
Offensive coordinator, position coaches, yeah, the program as a whole.
I mean, if you're just being real, none of this sounds good.
None of this sounds like a program that has 2 years in the making of what it's trying to do and came off of a bye week.
And it's all very legitimate commentary. I mean, it's not.
I don't think anything is unfair about it.
No, it's right. It's right in front of you. It's right in front of
you.
Is
that also the biggest concern is the bye week?
I mean, that probably
came off a bye week.
If you played Rutgers and then you went to Indiana and you got waxed and there was no week in between.
And they had,
I think people had
a bye.
I think people would have been you're at the end of a long run, et cetera, et cetera. They needed this bye week coming up. Instead, you're coming off of the bye week, and you put the worst game on film that you probably played since Michigan of last year. Yeah. And even then, that was not to take anything away from Indiana. They're better than I thought they were. But
yeah, they're pretty good.
I don't think they're 49 points better than Nebraska generally, but they were on Saturday. That Michigan team you knew was a top four team.
Oh, they were good. They were good.
And so for them to do what they did at Memorial Stadium last year, you're like, okay, you ran into a juggernaut. Yeah. It's kind of what you think Ohio State might do on Saturday.
I wonder how good Indiana is. I wonder how good they are.
I think in the current run of college football, they're a top 15 team.
Right.
You know, they shouldn't make you look like you've never played organized sports.
They're playing Ohio State later. I want to see what that looks like.
I think it'll be a good game.
They go Michigan, Ohio State back to back.
They might be a little gassed at that time because I don't think they're not real deep. I think Steve, you said that.
No, they're not up front. Not real deep. Up front, yeah.
But I think it came up someplace on social media that if Indiana was in Michigan's uniforms, they'd be number two in the country.
Oh, yeah.
They just changed uniforms. They'd be number two.
Be legit number two?
No, I wouldn't say that. But they were Michigan. Remember, they played nobody to start the season a year ago. But if they were, because if you changed uniforms, you wouldn't know the difference. You'd be going, Michigan's you're a little bigger, whatever.
Interesting.
But they would be number two in the country if they were.
The style would be different.
Right now, Penn State is ranked third. If Indiana played Penn State, who's ranked third, who would you take?
On a neutral?
Because that is the third. That's the currently third ranked team
Indiana.
In the country.
I'm taking Indiana.
So it'd be an incredible game.
I think it'd be really entertaining.
Be an incredible game. So
Indiana's more dynamic offensively. I think Penn State would struggle to keep up with them.
I think Drew Aller's a problem for Penn State.
He doesn't throw it downfield.
Yeah.
Right now, I mean, the only loss you see in Indiana's schedule, unless they get tired, the quarterback's gone for at least for this game. Rourke's out. It's going to be the backup against Washington. They should still win the game. But Indiana. Ohio State's the only team that scares you on their schedule. Michigan doesn't scare you anymore. They should win that game. Indiana should beat Michigan this year.
Oh, they should.
No one who pushes back. They should beat them.
No place to push.
Illinois
back.
Just beat them 21-7 last week.
No, you're
Could
right.
you imagine the mayhem when you try to figure it out? Because they'll figure it out. They have a system where if it plays out that Ohio State beats Penn State, so they're a one loss. Ohio State's a one loss. Oregon is a no loss. And then Indiana's a one loss. So
and Penn State's a one loss.
Yeah, Penn State, so three teams with a one loss, and a tiebreaker is going to
two of them didn't play each other. I don't think
and
Penn State.
And the tiebreaker is going to send you there. I mean, there's a chance that all four are getting in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Chance of all four getting. Can you imagine right now? Just think of this conversation. Indiana in year one, if they go to the playoffs.
That's real talk right now.
Is there anybody else like that out there right now?
Well, didn't Sonny Dykes take TCU to the championship game in year one?
Yes, he did.
So it's not the same.
Yeah,
it's not.
But it's, the ballpark.
Because TCU has had some
TCU's under any where you think of TCU football and where you think of Indiana football.
It's not the same.
Very different. Very different.
To answer your question, though, about the bye week, that's alarming that's what you saw coming off of bye week.
Well, and then the response, and it's always hard because you don't know what exactly a coach is supposed to say in that situation. But for him to say that he was surprised to see that makes you wonder what he saw during the 2 weeks of practice concerning. Leading up to that moment.
He did say, even in warm-ups he felt good about.
Yeah.
Right up to warm-up. I don't
know. Is it as simple as the first 43-yard run and suddenly Nebraska was like in PTSD?
Well, that's a horrible
thing. Or that fumble from Dowdell and it's like, okay, we're not going to be able to play today?
I hope you're wrong. I mean, I hope that's not the case.
Well, that's concerning for a lot of levels.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and again, that conversation to me goes back to the defense. That's what surprised me the most. Is the defense.
Well, they're the tone setters.
No. Right.
That's, absolutely. That was the most surprising part of the day.
Supposed to be your strength. Now, they were put in bad positions, three turnovers in the red zone.
That was all second half.
They gave up five rushing touchdowns that game. Zero in six games before it, five in that
game. They got gashed through the air, and they got gashed on the ground. Got
gashed everywhere.
Yeah.
Indiana.
Looks like they've never tackled before at times.
They had, I would say they had, Mike, three players play okay. And that, and the rest?
Mekhi Bayer.
Bayer, Hartzog, and maybe Gifford.
Okay. I was wondering. There's no way you could pick anybody on the defensive line.
No. Bayer for sure.
And you couldn't pick either corner.
Bayer, Hartzog, and I'd probably maybe put Gifford. And that's it. Yeah. That's it.
And that's also a reason why Indiana will have a chance to be in things. So they have a little bit of everything. But their O-line was impressive. And the one play when the center picked up two guys on the one long run, they showed the clip. He boom, then chipped off to the next. And it was like, wow.
Yeah,
that was graduate school level.
Could not have been more wrong about thinking Nebraska's defensive line was going to give them an advantage going into that.
They got pushed. They got bullied.
When your friend Urban, we talked to him on Friday, when he said that Indiana doesn't make mistakes and they're good up front, I thought, oh boy, that's trouble. If they're good up front, because I know they had skill guys.
That was how the broadcast started that game.
Is that right?
They're basically like, this is an Indiana team that won't beat itself, so Nebraska's going to have to beat them, and that's not something Nebraska's done a lot lately.
And they did.
And then the game starts.
And then they start playing.
Exactly like I am a fan of Indiana on is just, I just, Cignetti. 63 years old. That's what
you
I love.
You love that.
I do. That he's, yeah.
Because we're old.
Because I like his pro wrestler mentality.
Before he was old, like I said, the guy went to Elon.
Yeah.
He took a giant pay cut to leave Alabama as the recruiting coordinator to go to Elon. Bill, and then to James Madison.
Our best days might be ahead.
Might be ahead of us.
I'm serious.
He gives you chance. Ahead. He gives you hope.
Schaefer, we are old.
Call Elon. I'm available. Ben, reach out to Elon.
You don't want to go to Elon.
Stay here, Bill.
You don't want to go to Elon. Have you seen their state? You don't want to go to Elon.
But that's cool. That's a really cool story.
It's a great story.
To Elon.
Go to Ohio State or something.
When we come back, we'll have Bill's Thrills on Early Break of the Ticket.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.